Okay, so we're going to start the sugya on Mem Aleph Amud Beis today. It's a very important sugya with lots of very lemaisa applications, and that's the sugya of what exactly does Hamotzi cover? And this is going to come up lemaisa with respect to things like drinks and desserts and melon before a meal and melon after a meal and Passover Bekisnin. So there's a lot to talk about over here. And I want to start with actually a sort of somewhat tangential point, but it's a segue from the last sugya that we did, the sugya of Gera. And it actually comes up over here on this Gemara, Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So for one couple of minutes, we'll just talk about that, and then we'll get into the crux of the sugya. So the segue is as follows. Rav Papa says, on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, I'm Rav Papa, Hilchos Advarma by Machmas Asuda B'Toch Asuda, Ein Tunim Bracha Lo Lefneim Lo Lacharehem. According to Rashi, this is talking about things like liftan. Rashi writes that, what is Rav Papa talking about? Look at Rashi. Dvar mabai machma sasuda, ulafes bahenes apas. So the Rishonim all ask that this is obvious. Why do we need Rav Papa to say this? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ikkers poter satafel, of course, the bread poters the liftan. So the Rashba gives three answers over here, and we're going to focus on one of them. The first answer is basically in achinami. Mishum inach de ka'azil v'kayel nakat la laha hacha. In other words, the other two chidushim are of Papa Arachidish, namely Shalom Achmas Asuda and Ahor Asuda, and Agav mentions this as well. Answer number two, inami etzterich lei ktsas. The salkadai tachamina kevan shein darkan lavo leliftan uletfela af agav dehai milafes behu esapas butla daito velo liftari kamashmalan. You might have thought, let's say your liftan is something unusual as a liftan. Like you like cantaloupe to be malafis is your pas. So you would have thought that batla daito etzokal adam and it doesn't cover the cantaloupe. Kamash malan. No, that if this is liftan, it is covered by the hamotzi. And answer number
two. Tremendous Kiddush, because by Passover Bekisnin we say batla daito.
That's not a raya at all. Well, we'll talk about why and when we say batla daito. But that's a very different type of batla daito. That's a batla daito in Geder Kfiya Suda. But let's wait till we get there. And of course, Aaron is pointing out a very important thing, which is when do we say batla daito? When don't we say batla daito? Here, there's no reason to say batla daito because lemaisa, it is melafes es hapashali. So it's serving as a tafel, and therefore it's certainly covered by the hamotzi. Answer number three is the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says that Rav Papa is talking about a case b'shalohayu lefanav b'sha'as shebirech al hapas v'havi amina ditfela lo miftara ela b'shahaisa lefanav meikara. We're talking about a case where this liftan, whatever it is, let's even say it's chumas or some meat, it wasn't in front of me when I made the bracha. It was in a kitchen. So we would have thought, perhaps, that the hamotzi doesn't cover it. It only covers the things that are in front of you when you make the hamotzi. Didaita ilave, because in that case, you have in mind. But in the debarach hamotzi, kamash malan, kevan ditfela, ninhu, lo bo'i bracha. Kamash malan, that if it's tefel, doesn't need a bracha, even though lechora, ein daite ale. I didn't have it in mind at all. Still, it doesn't need a bracha. And I want you to pay attention to this lashon of lo bai bracha, because this is going to relate to a very important chakira, which we will discuss later about why, what's the pshat in tafel not needing a bracha? Is the pshat that tafel is covered by the bracha, or is the pshat that it doesn't need a bracha? In this case, he's saying the havamina is ikar potus atafel only when daito alav b'shas bracha. Kamash milan, since it's tafel, it doesn't need a bracha at all. Now, this again is very interesting. Tosfos on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph says the reason why ikar potus atafel is because daito al hatafel k'shabirich al ha'ikar. And therefore, l'chor, if you don't know about it, Tosfos says it's not going to be covered. Seems like the Rashba disagrees. So we're not going to talk about that now so much, but it is worthwhile to take note of this Rashba. The Hadir Kamer of Papa continues the Rashba, quoting the Balamor. Dvar Mabayim Besocha Suda, Machmas Suda. Okay, fine. We don't need to do that. So Kamash Malan, basically, the Chiddush of Papa is that anything that's malath es hapas is covered by the hamotzi, even though it wasn't in front of you, even though you didn't have it in mind. Now, the question is, why? And this really brings us back to the discussion we had last sugya, last year, about Greira, which is when things are brought out that are covered by my first bracha, but are either not in front of me or I didn't have them in mind, to what degree are they covered by my bracha? If you look at the tour in Siman Reish Vav, this is the same portion that we discussed in the previous year. The tour writes, Ein mevarchin lo al ochav lo al mashkat she'aviu lefanav. You should only make a bracha on food in front of you. And if you made a bracha and then they brought it in front of you, it doesn't count. Aval mi she'birach al per she lefanav. V'achar kach he'aviu lo yoser me'oso hamin, ein tzarach levarich. If I make a bracha on an apple, which is in front of me, and then they bring out from the kitchen another apple, then I don't have to make a bracha on the second apple. Sounds like dafka because it's an apple. What about if it was an orange? I would have to make a bracha. And that's the diuk that the Beis Yosef makes. But he says, nira deloba inanchim oso min mamish. I don't think that's right. Doesn't mamish have to be an apple? Even if it was an orange. Even if it was an orange. And how does he prove it? In other words, I make a bracha on an apple, and then they bring out an orange. That's also covered. It's also covered. Now, it's interesting. If we were looking for a raya for the Rashba for this, what would you have thought? The Rashba we talked about last time, right? Which is that Greira works for something that's equal or less chashuv, even without kavana, because he told you the two varts. Interessant. The Beis Yosef proves it from a Rashba, not that Rashba, but this Rashba we just read. The Rashba we just read, the Beis Yosef says, I can prove that you make a bracha on an apple, covers an orange. What? How could I prove that? He quotes the Rashba we just said, word for word. And then he says, and again, I'm reading from the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Vav, quotes the Rashba. And he says that since the Rashba said that when you make the bracha on the bread, it covers the liftan, even though it wasn't in front of you. So too, if you make a bracha on the apple, it covers the orange that wasn't in front of you. That's astounding. Then the Beis Yosef says, V'chein kasav harav manoach, dachi mashma Yerushalmi, de'amas hamayim. We know that Yerushalmi. Again, what an astounding Raya. What does one thing have to do with the other? The case of Amas HaMayim, I expect it to come. It's just not in front of me, right? The case of the Rashba is when it's Melafis HaSapas. And he's comparing that to the case of making a bracha and then they bring out an orange. I make a bracha on an apple, they bring out an orange. So it's strange. First of all, again, we have a great Raya that this is true from the Rashba. But he doesn't quote that Rashba. Instead, he quotes the Rashba in our sugya, which doesn't seem to be at all relevant. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Manoach by Amas HaMayim, which also doesn't seem to be relevant. So what do we see the Beis Yosef is assuming, right, in this very strange comparison? The Beis Yosef must be taking for granted that, well, let's say it like this.
what's the pshat in this balamor? If the pshat in the balamor is that you don't need to make a bracha on anything that's tafel to that which you benched on, so then you can't learn out from the balamor, from the Rashba to this case, because they have nothing to do with each other, right? So what the Beis Yosef seems to be assuming is that's the idea of tafel. Tafel is that just like the brach on the ikar potters the tafel medin greira, so too the apple potters the orange medin greira. Right? That's the way he's looking at ikar potters tafel, same way as making a brach on the apple and it covers the orange. Maybe one way to understand it is that the Rashba learns that the brachas chal, Beis Yosef at least learned the Rashba, that the brachas chal on that which is in front of you, and Greira works in the same way. It works to include things even that aren't in front of you. In other words, even though the bracha was chal only on what's in front of me, Aide Greira, things that aren't in front of me are included because of their subservience. So too, when I make the bracha on the bread, it's only chal on that which is in front of me, the bread, but al yidei greira / tafel, it also covers everything else that isn't in front of me. That's the yisod, that's the havana of greira, the way the Beis Yosef sees it. So memela, he could prove from this Rashba to that case. Oh. And this is consistent with what we said last time, by the way, that the Beis Yosef holds, so that the Rashba holds, that even the Rashba holds, that the bracha is chal on the chafza, right? As opposed to, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam, who doesn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam just says, the bracha, if I make chayitz, it allows me to eat fruits. The Rash certainly says the bracha is chal on the chafza, right? That's why if I make a chayitz on this grape, I drop the grape, I have to make a new one even in front of me. The Rashba is much more expanded. He says the bracha is chal on everything that's in front of you, but I degrade it to conclude other things. And the same thing, the Beis Yosef understands by lifta. The bracha is chal on the bread that's in front of me that I plan to eat.
Rambam
might agree. I don't know if you saw the WhatsApp I sent out, but I tried to show how the vart we said in the Rambam and Rashba could still be true. Okay. Now, parenthetically, even though the Beis Yosef understood that when the Torah said that if you make a bracha on the apple, it also covers the orange, even though it wasn't there, the Bach disagrees. The Bach asks a number of kashas. One of them is from the Baal Itter by Hilchos Shechita, where he talks about the distinction between you make a bracha on Shechita and they bring you a different animal, even though it's the same bracha. I don't want to go into all those details. But he asks a kasha from the Rashba himself. And he understands this Rashba that we just read differently. He says, what's the pshat in the Rashba, again, the Balamora Rashba that we just read on our sugya, that if you make the bracha on the bread, it covers the liftan, even though you didn't have that in mind, even though it was in front of you. It's because, kevin didaite alaihu bestam. You did have das. When you make the bracha on bread, it includes all the things that are melafe se sapas, because minastam, you had das. As opposed to the way the Beis Yosef's reading it, which is even though you didn't have das. So maybe when I make a bracha on the apple, I have in mind apples, but I don't have in mind oranges necessarily. And therefore, it doesn't cover the orange. That's the view of the Bach. The Bach basically says that this basic principle of the Beis Yosef, which is what the Rashba is teaching me, is that a bracha works to be matir things that I didn't have in mind is wrong. A bracha is only matir that which I have in mind. You might not have to have very specific things in mind. You could have general expectation for more of this type of food or the like. But fundamentally, it's a different yisod. In other words, where the Beis Yosef learns from this Rashba and those other sources that a bracha works even for things that you didn't have in mind, maybe like de Greira or Tafel or the like, and the Beis Yosef really sees those as the same, the Bach says, no, brachos only pater things that you had in mind. And this, of course, can have many nafkaminas. The Darkei Moshe also talks about this, and I don't want to go through it too much now because you don't have a chance to see this inside yet, but I think if you look actually just on the page of the Torah on that sif that maybe you saw last time, there are really four shitos. There's the Beis Yosef Bedas HaTur. When you make a bracha on an apple, you could have an orange, even if ein daito alav mitchila. He quotes, there's a kolbo, it's quoted in Beis Yosef, kuf ayin tes hey, and Darkei Moshe in Simin Reish Vav, that when you're mevarech on a pri shalafanav, you could eat other peros only when you have them in mind, the exact opposite. In other words, even if it's one min, it's only when you have it in mind. I can't eat a second apple unless I had a second apple in mind when I made the first, right? According to Beis Yosef, again, I make a bracha on an apple, I could even have an orange, even though I didn't have it in mind. According to Kolbo, I make a bracha on an apple, I can't even have a second apple unless I had it in mind. According to the Rajba, we saw in the previous sugya that, interestingly enough, there's a difference between if they're chashav, more chashav or not, right? If they're less chashav, then it works even if you didn't have them in mind. If they're more chashav, it only works b'kavana. And finally, according to the Bach Bedas HaTur, there's a distinction between one min and two minim. A bracha on an apple works for a second apple, but not for an orange. So I want to go on to the main part of our sugya now, but this Rashba on this part of the Gemara is actually a very, very important marmakob on this general topic that we began talking about last time. Now let's turn to the main point. So again, Rav Papa basically says on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that there are three categories. Dvar Mabai Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda, then it's Ein Ton Bracha Lo Lefneim Lo Lachareim. If it's Shalom Machmas Asuda B'Soch Asuda, it needs a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona. And if it's lachar asuda, then you need a bracha lefanav and lacharav. So let's talk about the first category first. So dvarim shabai machmas asuda b'sol chasuda. What does this mean? So as you know, there are many opinions in the rishonim. We'll start with Rashi. According to Rashi, this is talking about things, as we just noted, that are malaf eses apas. But Rashi says when it comes to something like daisa, kruv, tradin, that are not malaf eses apas, they're bain lamazon, lasova, then you need a bracha rishona even during the meal. The way we eat our meals, for sure, according to Rashi, even though you make hamotzi, you'd have to make lots of other brachos. And Rashi explains why. Number one, she'enam tfeilim lahalachem. In other words, liftan is tafel to the lechem. If I have a piece of chicken, and I'm not eating like a shawarma, it's a stam piece of chicken, it's not tafel to the lechem. Therefore, it requires a bracha. And he adds, she'enam bechlal lechem. Right? If it was bechla lechem, it would be included. Pet a chicken, that's not lechem. So Rav Haigon, Rashi's not the only position that holds this. Rav Haigon is a very similar position. There's a slight difference in terms of how he touches the Gemara. But Rav Haigon is also of this view, as well as others. Now, the Rishonim ask a number of questions on Rashi. So the first kash on Rashi is that this is obvious. As Tosus notes, the Mishnah already tells us Ikar Potras Atafel, and we already saw that the Rashba gives three answers to that question. So first question on Rashi we've answered. That was really the easiest question to answer. The hardest question to answer is that the Rishonim ask on Rashi from Daf Mem Beis on the base. It says over there, Beis Hillel says, Pas Poter Sapar Peres, the Kol Shekain Maisa Kedera. What does Rashi say over there? Pas Poter Sapar Peres, Af Al Pish Ein Sora Suda Lemilui HaKeres, Ela Lagar HaAchila. So the bread potters things that are meant to whet the appetite. The kol shekain ma'isa kedera shulachol lazun mamish. Certainly ma'isa kedera, that's mamish coming lazun. So we see that Rashi himself agrees that the bread covers things that are coming to fill you up, which contradicts what he says over here, where he says that something that's lamazun lasova te'unin bracha lefnehem. So we have what seems to be a stira in Rashi. It's not just Rashi's against the Gemara, but Rashi's against Rashi. Perhaps the answer is that Rashi on Mem Beis and Mem Beis should be read a little differently. What Rashi means is kol shekain that pas paters some, if pas paters something that's coming lagarer velazun, lagarer, and kol shekain if it's coming lagarer velazun. In other words, if something that's just coming to whet my appetite is tafel to the pas, because it's coming to get me to eat more pas, kol shekain something that's also lazon, but something that's only lazon and not legarer would in fact be chayiv in a bracha. Yeah.
What's the logic? The logic is that it's, was it the batel or tafel to the pas?
The answer is because it's still more shayach to the pas, because it's serving a similar function.
No, but it's not a kol shekain.
It is a kol shekain. I mean, you're correct. You could say it's not a kol shekain. You could also say it is a kol shekain. In other words, it's pater. This has another factor that makes it more likely to be pater. Now, that second factor on its own is insufficient. If it's but it does push it closer. To put it differently, Rashi knows Tosas is svara. He just doesn't think that's Rav Papa holds of it. Rashi, for example, might. It's not like, right, Rashi could understand that concept that bread should cover anything that's coming to fill you up.
Right, I just thought
it's not on its own potter, but if it's legar velazun, it's potter. Kol shekain if it serves two purposes, if it's legar velagar and also lazun.
I just thought maybe you should push in the opposite direction, because unless you hold that the ikar bracha of amotzi is, so to say, on the suuda per se, in which case it covers
so
whatever. So
you're looking at it, and I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying your logic makes no sense. You're looking at it as an all or nothing. Either you hold to that svara or you don't. Either amotzi is just a bracha on bread, or it's a bracha on a meal. And since Rashi says it's not a bracha on a meal, so, and it's just a bracha on bread, so then the fact that it's going to fill you up is irrelevant. What I'm suggesting, we'll have to wait for Rashi, is that he acknowledges the other factor. It's not enough, but in the case where it's lagarer plus lazun, then it's even more likely to be covered. Okay. The Rush, additionally, in Simon Chavav, asks on Rashi from the Mishnah, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that Iker Poter is a tafel. And so the Rush wants to know, why wouldn't we say that the pas, let's say, pater is the meat? After all, it's tafel. Could be that Rashi here is Lashitaso. And again, we'll get to this a little bit later. But if you look at Rashi over there by Peres Genusar, he says the reason why the bracha and the peres genusar pater up the pas is because they're chashuvim min hapas. In other words, the way Rashi looks at it is that ikar poter es hatafel relates to chashivas. The chashuv thing paters up the less chashuv thing. So, and the Rush, by the way, who's asking from there, is also l'shitaso. The Rush thinks that ikar poter es hatafel means b'machmaso. In other words, if B is eaten because of A, then B is tafel to A. So that's the reason why the peres genusar passers up the pas, because you're eating the pas machmas the peres genusar, right? That's why it's ikar potes atafel. Rashi says ikar potes atafel is because of chashivas. So now Rashi and Rashi are both l'shitasam on this sugya. Rashi over here says we can't say that the bread potters up the meat, let's say, when you're eating the meat independently, not in a way that's malafes is a pas. Because we can't say that the bread is more chashav than the meat. The meat is equally chashav to the bread. There's no ikar and tafel. The bread's chashav, the meat's chashav. The Rashi was saying that's true, they're both equally chashav, but you're eating the bread is bringing along the meat, right? Nothing. Nothing.
Chashav is objective. Now, isn't chashav like bread?
I don't care if it's. Well, there are different ways to relate to chashivas, right? But you're wrong when you say that bread is always more chashav than in everything else. At least that's what Rashi thinks, because Rashi thinks the peres kenusa are part of the bread, because peres kenusa are more chashav than bread. So Rashi certainly doesn't think what you're suggesting, which is that bread is always and automatically the top of the chashiva scale. So Rashi, at the very least. Now, might others suggest what you're saying? It's possible. We'll have to see. But certainly in Rashi's perspective, so Rashi is Lashitaso here, and Rashi is Lashitaso. Rashi saying that the bread here doesn't potter the meat. I have bread at the beginning of the meal, and then I have roast beef for my main course. So is the bread more chashav than the roast beef? No. So there's no ikar potus atafel here. The Rashba says, Rash says there's nothing to do with it. Ikar chashivas. One way or the other, perhaps we've answered Rashi from the questions that the Rishonim have asked, but the vast majority of Rishonim all reject Rashi, though they themselves don't agree to one position themselves. Perhaps now we'll focus on two positions in particular. The view of the Rush, and we'll assume the Rush and Tosus are the same now, though maybe later we'll consider that they might be a little different. The Rush versus the Behag. So let's start off with the Rush, Simin Chavav. So the Rush writes that Hilkach Nira Lefarish Dvar Mabai Machma Sasuda Besoch Asuda Hainu Kigon Basar v'dagim v'yerek v'daisa shirigilin l'kvoa ikar asuda aleihem v'lechol bahen esapas. So what does this include? Meat, fish, vegetables, daisa, things that it's ragil l'kvoa ikar asuda aleihem. And he does, though, say v'lechol bahen esapas. We'll return to that line in a moment, which is significant. Things that at first, it just sounds like, you know, whatever's the main course, whatever is the ikar suda. But he adds lechol bahen esapas. So therefore, if you make bread, you don't need to make a bracha on all these things. Why? The ikar suda hain. That's the view of the Rush. Tosfos says a similar thing. Then the Rush quotes the position of the Behag. It's very kedai to read the Behag inside. It's hard to figure out what the Behag is saying from the quotation of the Rush. What the Behag basically says is that, again, Rav Papa says three things. Dvar mabayim machmas asuda besoch asuda are what? Bisra kavri chol mine bishule. So chicken, meat, the like. So those don't need a bracha. So that sounds like it's like the Rush, right? Dvarim shalom machmas asuda besoch asuda. What's that? Remember, what did the Rush say is that? Or Tosa says that? They said that's like peiros, right? They said that's like peiros. You have cantaloupe in a way, you know, that's not melafes es hapas. So that's what shalom achmas asuda besoch asuda is. But what does the Behag say that is? Daisa. So those are tunin brachal afneim, bein tunin brachal achareim. In other words, if I have, I make hamotzi, I eat some bread, and then I eat spaghetti. So what bracha do I make? Mizonos on that spaghetti. And then lachara suda is kigon tamri v'rimoni v'shar megadi. V'ka, here's an interesting sheet of a ka achel lahon besocha suda. Then you need a bracha bein lefnei bein lachareim. Maybe we'll get back to that point a little bit later, but not right now. So So this is not the Rosh Hashita, right? The Rosh says a very tricky line which confused me for a while, because he says, V'chein Pirish Bahag, on his own Shita, but then the Bahag says something different than him. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe it means Bahag agrees to me with respect to things like meat and the like, as opposed to Rashi, but it doesn't mean that we're the same Shita. So on the one hand, the Bahag is like Tosfos and the Rosh, that Dvar Mabai Machmas Asuda Basal Chasuda includes things like meat and fish and, broccoli and things like that. In that sense, he holds like the Rosh. On the other hand, he holds like Rashi, that Dvar Mabayim, well, first of all, La'achar Asuda, he learns like Rashi also, that it's like Tami V'rimoni, V'sham Megadim. But also, he holds like Rashi, that bread doesn't cover the Daisa. So what does he hold? What's the difference between noodles, which isn't covered by the bread, and chicken, which is covered by the bread? That's the shaila. So what's the pshat? Let's look at the lashon of the Bahag. Bis pas pater's what? Bisra the kavri b'chol mine bishule didar chayhu lemecha b'hu rifta. What's the idea? Things that you eat with the bread, so they're tofel to the bread. What about daisa? Daisa is basically another substitute for bread. It's a type of mazon. It's coming to fill you up. It's not in any way tofel to the pas. So therefore, it requires a bracha rishona. It doesn't require a bracha achrona, because since it's mazon, it's covered by benching. But it's not subservient to the bread in any way. It's equal to the bread. It's serving the same function as the bread. And therefore, it requires its own bracha, as opposed to the Rosh, who says, no, anything that's part of the Ikar Suda is covered by the Hamotzi. In other words, in a sense, actually, the Bahag is much closer to Rashi than he is to the Rosh. According to Rashi in the Bahag, Hamotzi only covers, is not, it would seem, fundamentally different than all other brachos. Hamotzi is a regular bracha. It covers anything that's tafel to it. And we always say Iker Potes HaTafel. The Rashi says that, therefore, it won't even cover the chicken, because we can't see the chicken as tafel, because it's chashev, unless the chicken is coming lalafes es apas. The Bahag goes a little further. And he says, no, that even when the chicken isn't being malafes as a pas, it is in some way subservient to the pas, because these are things, didarchai lemechel b'hu rifti. And the Rosh says, no, that's not true. The simplest way to read the Rosh in Tosfos, we'll talk about again the Omiyayin in this a little bit more in a minute, is that Hamotzi is a bracha on the meal, and therefore anything that's part of the meal is covered. And so what's the nafkamina? Daisa. According to the Rosh, Daisa is included, and Tosfos also, Daisa is included in the, is covered by the Hamotzi, because Hamotzi is a meal bracha. You happen to say it on lechem, but it's not really a bracha on bread, it's a bracha on the meal. You mentioned lechem because lechem is the chief, Rosh for Rishon, for food. It's like we say al natilos lulav, and that covers the esrog. We find other examples of this. This might be that we have to think about this a little more. The way we paskin by yayin paters al mashkin. The way we paskin, right? Not Tosos, but let's say the Rosh, right? If I make a bracha, and again we'll work on the details of this a little bit later, but if I make a bracha, I make kiddush. Shabbos morning, I make a bar for Yagafen, and then I have a cup of coffee, cake and coffee. So the bar for Yagafen counters the coffee, right? It's not tafel. It has nothing to do with it. The coffee is very independent of the wine, right? But it's the bracha on yayin is rosh, l'chala mashkin. So it covers all liquids, including the coffee. The bracha on lulav, because Amli is lulav for some reason, we shouldn't talk about why. That's the Rosh. So it covers the asrog. And likewise, the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, Lechem is the Rosh, so it covers all the meal. That's the view of the Rosh. The Hag and Rashi both reject that. Hamotzi is much more of a regular bracha. It's not a totally different type of bracha. It's a regular bracha. Now, the Rashi is the most narrow. The Bahag says, even though it's only a regular bracha, but because of the significance of bread, we see all the other things in the meal that are somehow serving the bread, right? So it includes meat, but it couldn't possibly include, in other words, even though it's not in the lafes as a pas, we could still see them as serving the bread and therefore subservient to the bread. But we can't say that about the pasta. We can't say that about oatmeal, because oatmeal and pasta, they are seeking to do the exact same thing as the bread, right? You took the same flour and you just turned it into something else. Instead of turning the flour into bread, you turned it into a noodle. Yes, Yosef.
So why is the example of bison as opposed to, let's say, pasta, but kisnin, other things that a person would eat more?
Well, we can talk about kasa and kisnin. It doesn't pater pata spata kisnin, Migmar says. And that might be a similar, I mean, that's easy for the Bahag to explain. We're gonna have to figure out what the Rush will say about that. Okay, well, we'll get there. But I'm saying that's perfect. In other words, that's easy to understand. The reason why first of all, it gives other examples besides daisik, says chavitza and other things. I focused on the dice example because, first of all, that's the case where explicitly Tosus and the Rush argue with the Bahag. And that's also the one that's easiest for us to relate to. But it's not limited to daisa. Okay. So, a number of other Rishonim are more close to the opinion of Tosis and the Rashba. The Rashba, for example, says that pas paters kol ma sheba l'mazon u'lehasbia. The Rosh's view itself, in other words, again, that's exactly what we're saying. It's the meal, right? If it's l'mazon u'lehasbia, so then it's covered by the bracha. Mazon u'lehasbia, right? Dice is certainly ba l'mazon u'lehasbia, therefore it's covered. Right, so hamotzi is the bracha on l'mazon u'lehasbia. As opposed to, again, the Rashi and Rashi and Abag will both say that it's a bracha on pas. Pas is a bracha, lechem, hamotzi, lechem and aretz is a bracha on lechem. Good. Now, I alluded to before a bit of ambiguity in the Rush, because the Rush does sound like he's saying what I said, but the Rush also writes that the hamotzi covers things that are lechol behenes apas, right? He says, kegon basar v'dagim v'daisa shiragilim l'kvoa ikar suda aleim v'lechol behenes apas. So here, he sounds like these are eaten with the bread. With the bread. Later on, though, the Rush says that daisa, nobody eats daisa with the bread other than the stupid Babylonians, right? The achli namad mama. Babylonians, they make this, an oatmeal sandwich. That's ridiculous. When once I was at the pizza store with my kids here in the Heights, and one of my kids said that she wanted to buy the pizza with the pasta on top of it. So I said, "What are you, a stupid Babylonian?" So she's very offended and explained. I don't think I said that word. I think I said you're acting like the Bavlai Tipshai. Right? So the Rush says that nobody does that. Those are not nechal and apas. Daisa is not nechal and apas, right? And that's the logic actually of the Bahag, like we said. Why did the Bahag say that the hamotzi doesn't cover the daisa? Because daisa isn't nechal and apas. So, isn't it a stira in the Rush? It sounds like a stira in the Rush. So, Rabbi Willig points out that the answer is, maybe this is the Pshat in a Rush, and the Mordechai says it explicitly, one way or the other. If you take a look at the Mordechai over here, the Mordechai writes the following. I'll derech the Rush, but listen to how he says it. Amar Rav Papa, this is, by the way, in Remez Kuf Lamed Hey. Amar Rav Papa, Helch Zadvar Mabayim B'soch HaSuda, Machmas HaSuda, Ein Te'unin Bracha Lo Lefneim V'lo Lecharehem. Uper Shri, Kegon Basar V'dagim V'yarek, V'chol Davar Maluach, Shiragilin Lecho Im HaPas, V'chol Minei Kedera, Afal Pi, Shu Ochlo B'lo Pas, V'chein Daisa, V'rim Shia, Shukiyote B'hen, Shein Iker Suda, U'mishim Pas Hem Bayim, HaPas Potarta. Sounds like he's saying that there's two dinim. Pas paters dagim, because regil and lachol baham im hapas, and pas paters daisa, because it's ikar suda, umishem pasim bayim. So there's two dinim. Even if you eat, and in other words, to put it a little differently, the rush with respect to basar, that's taka like what the Bahag says, but with respect to dice, it's a different din. It's a different din. It's because they are ikar suda, right? Again, look at what the Mordechai says. He says, it paters the basar, because regil lachol ma'pas. And it paters the daisa, shein ikar suda. So what do you see? Even though the rush puts them all together, because lamaisa, the bread covers both of them, but it's not exactly the same way. And when the rush says that your ragil lechobam imapas, he's referring to meat, not daisa. Daisa is a different reason. It's what he says a little later on, because it's the ikar suda. So, again, I think it's more meforish in a Mordechai, but it could be that's what the Rush holds as well. That's what Rabbi Willig thinks the Rush holds. Now, if we look for a moment at the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rush, like Tosfos, that Daisa does not need a Bracha Rishona. But listen to how he says it. Dvarim Habayim B'Sol Chasuda, Imheim Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda, Dainu Dvarim Shederech Lekvoa Aleihem, Lelafes Ba'Nesapas. Kigon, basar, v'dagim, uveitzim, v'irakos, v'gvina, v'daisa, mine meluchim. So when you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like, and this is true, afilu ochlam below pas. You read the Shulchan Aruch, what does he say? Pas covers everything that's malafes is a pas, even if you eat it below pas. But you need, sounds like malafes is a pas, right? It almost sounds like who's shita? The Bahag. Sounds like he's passing like the Bahag, except he includes daisa. So the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sif Katnal, says, well, it's basically lav dafka. Daisa af shehi ava ve'enem alafes es apas v'nechal b'fnei atmo mikol makom kevan shebasa lasbia ikar suda hi v'nitfel es lapas. In other words, Mishnah Berurah is more or less saying the vart that we just said, that there's tzvei dinim. There's dvarim shem alafes es apas, and there's dvarim that are ikar suda. The bread covers both of them. I, the Lashon of the Mechaber. So if you look at the Sharetzion, he says, yeah, it's true. The Lashon of Mechaber, the Kalal HaKol Behetam, the Melafes, Behem, Hapaz Dachoku. It's a shtickle, lav dafka. And the truth is, you know, the confusing Lashon of the Mechaber stems from the confusing Lashon of the Rush. So, Bekitzer, what have we seen? We've seen there's three Shitos. Rashi, Behag, who are similar to each other, and Rush, Tosfos, Rashba, and others. Within the view of the Rush, the idea is that the Brach of Hamotzi Lech Min Aretz isn't just a Brach on Lechem, but it's on the meal, on things that are coming to fill you up. And you could say it two ways, really. Probably the simple way to say it is and everything is included in that, in things that are coming to fill you up. Or you could say that really there's tzvei dinim, but they're both covered by the bread. The bread covers both things that are subservient to the pas, even though they're not being eaten together with the pas, and it also covers things that are the ikar suda, even though they're not eaten together with the pas. Ad kan. Now, if you look at the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Kuf Ayin Zayin, Sefkat Nala, he has the following suffix, which might be very relevant. He notes that the Shulchan Aruch says that what's pater, things that are tafel to the pas. The lachem releases the Magen Avraham. Din em chafetz lachol pas, vochal me'at pas, u'mivarech alav ha'motzi. Let's say you're not really interested in bread. Now, we could talk about why in a moment somebody wouldn't be interested in bread. But for whatever reason, you're not really interested in bread now. You do make ha'motzi, because you're eating the bread, but you're not interested in the bread. So then, maybe the bread doesn't cover the other foods. And poter machalim, tahalo kaimalan, kerebichia, to amar pas poter komine machal. Right? There is a view in the Gemara, the view of Rebbe Chia, who says pas is a super duper bracha. It's such a super duper bracha, covers everything, no matter what. But we don't paskin that way. If you hold like Rebbe Chia, so then yeah, enachanami. If I'm not in the mood for pas, I eat some bread, eat a kazayis of bread, but I'm not in the mood, then it will pater my chicken. But we don't pass in that way. Eladafka bekoveya suda la pas. When does pas pater everything else? When you're koveya suda la pas. I mean, and the kol machalim machmas apasim bayim. That was a lashon that we saw in the rush, right? Kol machalim machmas apasim bayim. But if you're not interested in pas, if this is not machmas apas bayim, certainly if you eat less than a kazayis, but even if you eat a kazayis. In other words, the Magen Avraham says, wait. What we were saying before, that the Rosh holds that hamotzi is a super bracha, covers, it's a bracha on the meal. The Magen Avraham says, I'm not sure that's right. And then maybe that's Rabbi Chia's view. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Chia, we pass him like Rabbi Papa. Rabbi Papa acknowledges that there are lots of things that the Hamotzi doesn't cover. So what does it cover? Things, ma'achalim, shebayim machmas apas. Right? After all, Tosos had a lashon like that. The Rosh had a lashon like that. So if I'm not in a mood to eat bread, there's no way I could say this chicken is coming because of the bread. So it doesn't cover the chicken. That's shot one that the Magen Avraham says. Afshar, he's not sure. Maybe. Afshar Lomar came into Derech Likvo Asuda Alayim. HaPas Potarta. No. Pas covers anything that's the Derech to come with a Suda. Pas is a meal bracha. What does a meal bracha mean? It covers things that are part of a meal. So it might not cover dessert, might not cover peiros, but anything that's a meal food or a filler food or a main course food, you could say it in different ways, that's what pas covers. Means what? Meal foods. It's not a super duper bracha. It's not like Reb Chia. Reb Chia says it covers everything. No, it doesn't cover everything. It only covers things that are derech l'kvah sudalim. In other words, why does the Rosh mention pas? You know, derech to machal and machmas apasim bayim? Because that's the typical case. It covers things that typically are machmas apasim bayim, which is what? Meat, fish, vegetables, kugel, all those things. That's what it covers. And even though I happen to not be interested in bread, but I made the bracha on the meal foods, and therefore covers. B'tzachim, says the Magen Avraham, I don't know what to do. Lachain, there's a little question about the girsa here, but the easier girsa is lachain, yivarech alayim, you should make a bracha on them. the lalapas. Don't eat the bread. Don't eat bread in that case. Because if you eat the bread, you're stuck. Im lo b'Shabbos b'yantav. Except on Shabbos and Yantav. What does that mean? We'll talk about it in a moment.
The Har says that the second way, the derech, no?
No, because he's Shabbos. Not resolving his question. He clearly leaves his question unresolved.
No, but on Shabbos and Yantav,
he thinks, yes. So what you're saying is very mistaber, but not what the Magen Avraham is saying. You're saying, oh, what's the typical case? Right? I told you, for whatever reason, you don't want to eat bread. So what pops into Yosef's mind? Shabbos and Yantif for like half the women in the world, right? They don't want to eat any bread. Like, there's so much carbs. Like, they, all right, Epis, there's a mitzvah. So they're going to eat the kezayis of challah. They'll be yitzizayin, and then they'll eat the rest of the meal, right? Right? That's what you were thinking. But that's not what the Magen Avraham is saying. That's not what the Magen Avraham is saying. The Magen Avraham is saying, Shabbos, ooh, you're okay. Why? There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. Why? You have to eat pas. So of course the pas is the ikker. Halachic man. The Safek of the Magen Avraham is, a case where you don't want to eat pas. Right, that's when it starts off. Someone who doesn't want to eat pas. Who doesn't want to eat pas on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's a mitzvah. Everybody wants to eat pas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what is he talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. I'm a guest at somebody's house and they put out some bread. Not in the mood to eat some bread. Really, I want to eat the meal. You know, for social reasons, maybe I'm going to eat the bread. Right? That's then don't eat that bread. Because if you eat that bread, then you're having a big shaila.
When a person just says, a meal, let's say a person, the person didn't want to eat bread on Shabbos. Since it's a mitzvah.
A yid?
No, so he's saying,
maybe a guy.
He says all the women want to eat bread. He's saying,
it's a mitzvah.
So, not that the Torah, I mean, it's not that what we see by Pesach, what we see maybe over there, that the Torah is Koveya, that this is.
You don't have to go that far, correct?
Oh, wow.
That's the way Levushay Sarat explains among the Abraham. Since your chayiv lechol pas, avada the pas is the ikker. So I agree with Yosef that this is not such a pashut svara. Not such a pashut svara. Maybe in the days of the Magen Avraham, everybody was so holy. That's what Yosef's thinking. But is that still true nowadays? Maybe. Maybe you could be Mosef, another tzad, to be Makel nowadays. What's the tzad? What was our Hoshtikal Taira before? Why does Pas Pater, in the days of the Rush, days of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Why does Pas Pater meet? Because it's Baimen Alechen. Why does Pas Pater Daisa? Because what? That's Dekar Sutta. What about meat nowadays? What about chicken nowadays? Maybe you could say that chicken nowadays is Daisa of the days of the Rush. Because it used to be that bread was the mainstay of the meal and other things were coming in a supporting role. That's not the way most people eat bread anymore. Right? Especially not in Shabbos and Yantif. Most people, they eat, you know, their kazais of bread at the beginning. And then they're done with the bread component of the meal. And what comes up next? The chicken, right? The kugel. In other words, bread is like the daisa. I mean, meat is like the daisa of old. Meat is no longer things that are by mima pas. They're no, so therefore, but it's, so it's pater for a different reason. And then it's automatically patering. Meaning to say, the whole suffix of the Magen Avraham was like this. When there's two categories, right? There's bread could cover meat because it's nachal emalechem. And it covers daisa because it's ikar suda. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, Oh, so maybe bread doesn't cover meat when this meat isn't bayim malachem, right? So that's true. But nowadays, what I'm saying is that meat is the other category. And the other category is automatically covered by bread, regardless of its nachal malachem, right? Regardless. And therefore, even if you don't like the Magen Avraham's explanation to why Shabbos is okay, I have a different reason why Shabbos is okay. And that's why I think that the way people eat on Shabbos, what they're doing is correct. They don't have to start worrying about making a shahakol on their chicken. Okay. Now, I see Aaron has a question, but I just want to add one kinach that I think Rabbi Willig also might have made, which might be support for my theory. Rabbi Willig might have said it in a different way to say a different thing, but I think it's the same idea that Rabbi Willig was saying. Raya to my theory from the Alter Rebbe. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, so he quotes the Safek of the Magen Avraham, and then in the Kuntres Acharon he adds the following. The lo dami lemasha kasu hatoisis bedaf lamid ches. He has a kasha on the Safek of the Bahagur. To put it a little differently, the Alter Rebbe says, I have a raya to the second sad in the Bahag. What's my raya? You remember on Lamed Ches, Tosas has a suffix by these types of cakes that they used to have on Purim. Is that considered, could you make hamotzi on them because you're kaveh asud on them or not? So Tosfos says that these nilish. So Tosfos at the end says, you know what? Play it safe. The Ram would play it safe. Levar chamotzi bepastchila kedei lepotran mibracha. Shayim esupik yavi kviusai kvius olo. He didn't know if your koveh suda nilish, that if that's kvius and therefore you make chamotzi, right? Is this like pas if you're pas haba bekisnin or no? Unsure, right? Why? Because they think these come from a blila raka, so maybe they're not even pas haba bekisnin. Fine. So what did he do to solve this problem? You know, he made a little bit. He ate a little bit of bread first. So the mug asked the Alter Rebbe, Rebbeinu de Alma Kula. You see, you're here first, like the second side of the Magen Avraham. Why? Because over here, you don't want to eat the bread, right? You want to eat your nilsh, delicious nilsh, whatever it is, cookies. It's like Purim, your Koveh Sudan cookies, delicious. So that's really what I want, right? But I don't know if I can make hamotzi on the cookies. So I'm going to make hamotzi on bread, gevaldik. I don't want to eat the bread, so why are the cookies covered? Now maybe you could have said, because you need a Sudas pass for Purim. That's not what he says. Says the Alter Rebbe, because in other words, he's saying exactly what I'm saying. He's saying that when it comes to something that's balas bia, that's not what the Magen Avraham was misupik about. What was the Magen Avraham misupik about? Meat. Right? Meat. I don't want to eat the bread, so maybe the bread doesn't cover the meat. But something like nilish, which is balas bia, vadia, that's covered by the bread. So, first of all, I think b'yisod ha'dvarim, he's saying exactly what I'm saying, right? And then, al pi zeh, again, using this logic of the Alter Rebbe, you could be miyashev what the Velt does, that nowadays meat is also considered balas bia. Right? Used to be only someone very prust would fill themselves up on meat. A mensch would fill themselves up with bread and have meat alongside that. But nowadays, it's not true. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we don't need to discuss now. But that's the reality. So therefore, it becomes automatically covered by the bread. Okay, Aaron, you got a question?
I had my daughter on me, so I don't know if you said this or not, but the Rush says that something which is regilin to come with the pas, it's ikar asuda. So he seems to conflate the two. That if it's regular with the pas, so that's just another way of saying that is ikar asuda.
So what we're saying is that there's two ways that's true. Everything that's regular lechol apas is covered, but that's one din. There's still two things. Now, as I said before, to say this vart in a rush is not entirely clear. The reason why Rabbi Willig thought that it's correct in a rush is because of what the rush says about daisa. Fine. Okay. Now, let's add one more thing. So the Rishonim argue, again, like we said, about something that's coming to fill you up, like meat, but you have it la'achar hasuda. So according to the Rashba, even if it comes la'achar hasuda, you don't need a bracha if it's nechal l'sova. And Tosho says you do. I'll read you the lashon of the Rashba. Nimsa achsha psakon shel dvarim lefi mashik asad, and he presents the whole sugya, and this is his bottom line. Debaser v'dagim ubaser meliach v'chein maise kedera bein shebal besol chasuda bein shebal achar asuda einan teunin bracha klal. So even if it's bun l'achar asuda, it doesn't need a bracha. Again, against Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch, though, in Sif Beis, Paskins like Tosfos, that l'achar asuda, you always need to make a bracha. At least be a mayhem when mashchu yedeim in a pas. We'll have to talk about what that means nowadays. Tosfos says we don't have that nowadays anymore, though that's not altogether clear. A lot of times when people clear the table for dessert, they do take all the bread off the table, actually. So some people know the halacha. You're not supposed to clear the bread off the table. Many people don't. Would you actually have to make a bracha chron on dessert in that case? That's another question. We'll have to get to it a little later. So could be, but we have a machlokas. So Bekitzer, we have a machlokas here. If you have something that's la'achar asuda, however defined, again, according to Tosis, it's la'achar shemashu name in the past, but it's meat. It's coming to fill you up. So according to the Rashba, you don't need to make a bracha. According to Tosfos, you do. Shulchan Aruch passings like Tosfos. If you look at the Magen Avraham, he says, Sif Katan Hay, that this is talking about Basar V'Dagim. So says Rabbi Willig, what's he coming lafuke? Daisa. In other words, even Tosfos would agree, or even the Shulchan Aruch would agree, that Daisa la'achar asuda doesn't need a bracha. What's the difference? Why would daisa be different? The answer is because daisa, even according to Tosfos and Rashi, is different than basar. Like we've been saying, there's tzvei dinim, right? One nafkamina between the two, at least according to Magen Avraham, is when you're not interested in eating bread. Then it covers daisa, it doesn't cover basar, right? Another nafkamina is l'achar suda, right? Okay. This question we'll return to a little bit later. It's very relevant when it comes to the shaila of brachos on dessert. So really, I wanted to do much more with you, but we don't have time. So let me tell you some of the things I was going to talk about, but I think we're not going to. Maybe we'll get back to these when we talk about it on Shulchan Aruch, which is the questions of fruits coming at the beginning of the meal, fruits coming in the middle of the meal, fruits coming at the end of the meal. And these are obviously very lemaisa shailas. What are we going to talk about next? I was planning to talk about today, but I guess we'll have to wait for Sunday, is yayin poter kol minei mashkim. So what are the parameters of that? We'll briefly talk about that today, tomorrow, or Monday, I'm sorry. And the second thing is we'll talk about the halacha, does hamotzi always cover drinks? Or might there be cases of drinks that hamotzi doesn't paskin? Certainly, hamotzi doesn't cover water if you paskin like the Rahag or one opinion or two opinions in the Master of Vitri and the like. But even if we assume we don't paskin that way, which we don't, might there be cases or things that hamotzi does not cover? And we'll consider different examples. I'll just draw out a couple of examples for you to think about, and then we'll, practical examples. You'll think about it, and then Sunday we'll talk about it. So three examples. Number one is at a chasana. Chasanas, so you eat your meal, and then you go and you dance a second dance. This is old-fashioned chasanas back in the olden days. Maybe one day they'll have normal chasanas again, right? Second dance, very labedic. You run around like a hooligan for 35 minutes. And since you're a yeshiva bachas, you never get any other exercise. You're like, mom is dead at the end. You're so thirsty after the second dance. Ah, drink, 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 drink. So nobody ever makes a shakal on that water. Should they? Why are they thirsty? Does that drinking have anything to do with the meal? It's entirely because of what? The dancing. Question number two. Somebody makes a l'chaim. Okay, they're having a meal. And then somebody's birthday. Okay, they whip out a nice bottle of scotch and make a l'chaim, cover the birthday. What about that drink? Does that drink have anything to do with the meal? Okay. Example number three. Ice cream for dessert. Let's say you are of the view that you make a shahakal on candy for dessert, right? Why not? It's shalom achmas asuda. Not because it's la'achar asuda, even if it's damtza asuda, because it's nothing to do with it. But some say maybe you should make a brach on ice cream. Why? Ice cream is a liquid. That's questionable in its own right, but let's assume that's right. Ice cream is a liquid, and hamotzi covers all liquids. But is that really a klal? Is that a chok? Or is the only reason why hamotzi covers liquids is because those liquids are in some way coming to support the bread? Look at how the Rishonim discuss why hamotzi covers water, why they reject the view of the Bahag. And I think that if you look at the Lashonis of Rishonim, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll see that you could make a strong case that in all three of those examples, you should make a bracha on the liquids. So, Bezus Hashem, we will pick up with that on Sunday. Haba Aleinu Latova.